calling Dr. Jolson. The baby's got the flu. We've nursed him with a bottle, now there's nothing we can do. And since outside there's driving snow, we're stuck in here for sure. I almost lost my hope when there's a knock upon the door. He smiles, but he stays bundled up. The coal stove is unlit. He walks up to the cradle and he opens up his kit. And soon the baby's quiet, he's all swaddled in a rag. Whatever magic potion came from Dr. Jolson's bag. We're grateful, Dr. Jolson, for the effort and the time. I'm sorry to report that we have barely got a dime. We just arrived in Patterson by Alexander's Falls. You helped me birth this child, though you did not know us at all. He smiles, it's not a problem. I know that you can bake. Don't worry about the money, you can pay me with a cake. And then the three-year-old comes toddling out and says he wants a snack. Who'd have known that there was candy inside Dr. Jolson's bag? That's so kind, Dr. Jolson, but my husband can't get hired. He can't afford to heat the stove, much less get the dough to rise. He says that you can take your time, just get that baby well. I was once in your position and I was grateful for the help. This child is the beginning, our story's just begun. This child is a first generation Pattersonian. He learned to serve his country, his community as well. This child shall share the privileges of Hamilton himself. He takes one last look at the baby and says he has to go. And from my window I can see him disappear into the snow. What's that beneath the ashtray? I see a splash of green from a dollar. Mr. Hamilton is staring back at me. And a little vial of medicine is sitting by the crib, with handwritten instructions telling us how much to give. As I shake my head in wonder, as I pat the baby's back, I'm grateful for the blessings inside Dr. Jolson's bag. I'm grateful for the blessings inside Dr. Jolson's bag.